Hi, it's not letting me start my video, but I'm here. It kept saying the host had another meeting in progress.
I canceled all the meetings and went back to this one, so you're here. That's a good sign.
I made it. Hooray.
Yeah.
I hate that. Let's see if you can see me. Start video.
I hate when I'm waiting.
Can I start video? Can I fail to start the video camera? Please select another video camera in settings. That's not good. Well, I'm going to go to my own settings, because I was concerned about start video. It should all be there.
I've got 6:05. I'm wondering, I just had a meeting that didn't go through, and I'm wondering if this one is not picking up either.
Well, let me try and get my own video working while we wait. Settings.
Yeah, but people should be here. This is.
They might, if they had trouble.
Unusual.
Like me, they had trouble like me, who knows?
Yeah, I just sent the link out again, so.
I saw that, but then I tried to go to that one and it asked for the login and the password. When I finally got it, it still didn't, it said that the host was busy. Okay, let's see if I can get my video working.
Where is everybody?
Which app would this be?
We need camera? No, not camera, probably.
No, it's under camera. Which apps can access this? Desktop apps, Chrome, currently new Zoom meeting.
Okay, I'm getting a call, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Shirley, are you having trouble getting in?
There's not a Zoom link. I just talked with Bernadette. You sent us the agenda, but you didn't send us a Zoom link.
I just sent the link 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
Refresh. I sent it once, but refresh it and see if you can get to it.
Okay.
Refresh your emails.
Let me go say get messages. Let's see if it comes up. I'll bet you it is, but there's not a subject line. Oh, okay, I finally see it. I will call Bernadette and tell her that it just came in.
She should have it too, because I just sent it to everybody. When she said she couldn't find it, I just sent it out to everybody. So
good.
Fingers crossed. We'll see.
Okay. Well, we'll see now. Okay. Yeah, it says it's connecting.
Okay, Berna's here. Berna's online.
Good.
Talk to you later. In a minute,
okay,
rather.
Bye.
All right.
One by one. Sorry for the confusion. Berna, you're muted, honey. Let me. Can you unmute?
Yeah, I'm trying.
There you are. Shirley, you too.
I'm unmuted.
I'm unmuted, but I'm trying to get my camera working.
Yeah, Shirley is muted.
No, I'm not.
Perfect.
Yeah, and there's Bernadette sitting in the dark.
And you go turn a light on.
It's cooler in the dark. What can I tell you? We're all used to this.
Louis going to bring me a cup of a glass of kombucha here in just a little bit. Have to see what flavor it is this time.
I am so lost. I can't find anything on my phone now. And I think it updated to a new update. And
oh, no. Well, what I got, Bernadette, is I just went in to my my mail and I hit the get new mail or get mail and it came right up.
Well, she's on here, so she's got that.
Yeah, that's right. Oops.
So
I found everything. Okay, I'm trying to find my agenda now. So
oh, okay.
I don't see that either. I have the one, the old one, I think.
I, again, sent it 10 minutes ago.
It's my
phone. When I didn't see yours, yeah.
Yeah, it's my phone because it's doing craziness here. But okay, let's get started because I know we want to all go eat dinner and do our things. So,
yep.
So do we want to start with discussion topics, volunteers? So I just want to give you guys some high hopes that we do have some volunteers. So
before you do, Bernadette, may I suggest, Carol, that you resend that message, but you put subject line, put in Zoom link, because it didn't have anything. All it had was a star.
Okay.
You know, and that might catch somebody's attention.
I mean, I'm in the process of sending the agenda to Bernadette, so give you 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine says no subject, but it does come up with all the information, so.
Yeah.
I hate these new updates. My computer's going to update tonight, too. Hi, Janetta.
Hi there.
Oh, she's there. Hi, Grandma.
Grandma.
Congratulations. How is your daughter and the baby? Looks like there might have been some difficulties.
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy last month or so. She was pretty sick with preeclampsia. And the sky high blood pressure and her there's a name for it. Basically it's when your spleen begins to shut down. So the problem is it's not cleaning the what the baby's in. And so if it becomes too dirty, then it can actually kill the baby. So it has been a little nerve-wracking for. And my apologies for not being very much around. It's been, a discussion. She had to have the shots to open the baby's lungs because they were trying to have him stay as long as possible. But also if things, her numbers and everything. So it's kind of like an every day is this, emergency day for weeks now. And so he was born, almost 3 weeks early, but he's healthy, he's safe, he'll be off his IV and by tonight. So she had to have a C-section in the end. 3 days of labor, but finally they were both too tired and their blood pressure was dropping too far and they just finally did a C-section. And so she's been through it.
Mm-hmm.
And but
I'm glad to hear that everything was okay.
Yes,
it's getting okay. I'll put it that way.
yes. In the end, she has a beautiful baby boy.
Wonderful.
What's the name? What'd you name the baby?
His name is Corbin, Corbin Flynn, Flynn. Campbell.
Sounds like an Ian Bond spy there.
I know. Well, actually, her husband, Justin, is like, he really loves Vikings and things like that. And so his first suggestions were like, Gundor.
Lars.
So he finally settled on Corbin for the first name. And then Nicole says, oh, we've chosen these three between these. So like one was Alexander, which Alexander's fine, but his initials were going to be CAC. I said, it sounds like something the cat does, cat. So Flynn was another choice. And I said, I love Flynn.
I like Flynn.
So I got to, that was my input on.
You're only the grandma. Say, hold on there. Hold your horse.
So, yeah. But yes, Corbin Flynn Campbell. Yeah. And his dad's a redhead. So we'll see what happens there,
Well, okay, Sherry, so wanted to start somewhere first.
We're missing Debbie and we're missing Zach. So we'll just go forward with this. Your first discussion topic, Charlotte, was, I'm sorry, Berna, was volunteers.
Yes. So we have some people standing up and volunteering. So now we just kind of have to put people into place. I can actually appoint them, so we don't have to do any preliminaries or anything. We can actually move forward. So we know that we are going to need to replace a secretary. So we have somebody that we think may be able to fill that spot. But we want to make sure that all spots are filled with the correct volunteers with the best knowledge in each area. So I just wanted to let you guys know that we also have JC, what's her last name, Shirley?
Wayne.
JC Wayne has also volunteered, and her specialty is with the youth. So I wanted to let you guys know that she has volunteered to take over the youth chair position.
So JC Wayne, W-E-E-N, what's her name?
No. W-A-Y-N-E, as in John Wayne.
First initials J-C, or is it spelled out? J-A-Y-C-E?
No, it's just the two initials.
Just J period C period.
No, thanks. She doesn't even do it that way. She runs them together all the time.
Oh, no period in between.
Nope.
So we have a youth chair. That's terrific.
Yes.
I also had some other phone calls, and so hopefully they get back with me in the next few days and see exactly what spots they are interested in, and so that way we can put them into place. We also got some people reaching out on our website, so I haven't reached out to every single one of them, but I've been reaching out to them one at a time. So as well, I've been kind of busy these last 2 weeks, just to let you know. I've been in the hospital, but I am out now, and hopefully things will get better. I reached out to Zach. I was hoping he would be here. He did message me through Messenger. He's got a lot of things going on in the background. So I just told him if he cannot vocally give me that phone call, if he could please send me at least a text. So I didn't know if he was going to be able to make it today. He knew about the Zoom meeting today. So we'll see if he pops in at any time.
What? Can I ask what you wanted to talk to him about?
Yeah, because first of all, he has all of the items that we have that I had for president. Mm-hmm. So all the journals, sketchbooks, everything that we had. So right. There's some of those things I need. We need to pick up the plaque. We need to actually get it engraved. The slam poetry contest is the next item. What he had planned, because we actually went ahead and held our spot with the National Federation for the, what is it called? We just got it. Helen, you just send it to me.
National Poetry Slam, a National Slam Poetry Contest or something like that. National Poetry Slam in October.
Yeah, so we held our spot. We just need to know what kind of contest we're going to run and who's going to fill that position to send to that contest. And then also we wanted to know what his plans are with the anthology, if he's working on it, and where he plans on doing any other fundraising so we can work on our budget. And so I guess the next area is our budget.
No, then I'm sorry. Nominating committee is what's on your agenda?
Oh, I missed the nominating committee. So next year, 2023, we pick a new president and a new vice president and a whole new board. So I suggest that we start thinking, sending me any suggestions that you have, but we need to put a nominating committee together, at least two people, so that way we could find the next board. We have to for sure have it by January. So I am thinking very closely who I would like to fill the open position of vice president, because I feel that person should be a person that would be thinking of running for president. So that way he can already start learning everything. Same thing for anybody that steps in to help and is interested in learning the treasurer's position. There has to be somebody that's skilled and can work with Helen. And so that way it's an easy transition. Any input, you guys?
So what you're asking us to do, Bernadette, is to figure out who would be good on the nominating committee. And since you have to appoint that by January, it wouldn't hurt a bit if we had a nominating committee, say, even in November, right? I mean, people could start looking early.
I think as soon as possible. I think last year we waited till January. People didn't get into play until like February. And then everything was happening at the last minute, and it was too late. So sooner the better.
In the past, what we have tried to do is to have one person from each of the active chapters, you know, be willing to serve on the nominating committee so that we could cover all the regions that, you know, we have. And so we aren't just taking everybody out of one place.
Yeah, because now with Zoom and technology, you know, they don't have to be all, they could be anybody that's willing to be connected via internet.
Right.
Would it make sense to put out some kind of volunteers wanted or something on the website or some note either by itself or including some other update to the membership and say, you know, we're planning ahead, but we want to know if you're interested in serving, even though, you know, elections aren't for a while, but in terms of our planning ahead, you know, do you have the skills or the interest in participating in some of these positions or in any position?
I think that's an excellent idea. Is there a way to, we haven't sent out the newsletter yet. So is there a way to incorporate that, Janetta?
Oh, easily. Sure.
Yeah, a great idea.
Yep. I'll put it in there.
Okay. So go ahead.
What about a special invite to Scott Wegerman, since he's just left one set of responsibilities? Maybe he's willing to take up another.
I've thought about him.
He is not anxious to take up anything permanent, but then this is not really a permanent thing. This is a temporary project, you know, to do. And I think that Scott would be an excellent person to have on it because he knows everybody in Albuquerque and some other places. And, you know, if we have somebody else who is well-connected, you know, somebody in Santa Fe would be nice to have on the nominating committee. And, you know, let's ask the people in Silver City if they're interested too.
Yes, because Scott's awesome and we have reached out to Scott.
Yeah.
I even reached out to Scott for seeing if he would be interested in the vice president. Mm-hmm. Right now he has a lot of other ideas and stuff on his agenda as well.
Right. And he's going to be busy, but that is something that really, you know, I think it might be something he would take on because it's not a permanent position. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other suggestions? We're thinking of maybe Billy Brown, because he knows a whole lot of publics out there, you know, so that's another suggestion we had. And, you know, he's been a member, he's been on our board before. So that's another suggestion.
Yes.
He was, he ran our calendar.
That's right, of course.
Yes, he was. It's been a while, but he was when I first came.
That's right. I had forgotten.
So are we ready to talk to Helen?
No, we're not. you skipped the line. Fundraising.
I think a lot of the fundraising is seeing what Zach wants to do for fundraising for the anthology, for the slam poetry contest.
And I said we need fundraising for the whole organization, and we need to decide what we're going to do and what we can afford to do and where the money's going to come from. I know you're very interested in the slam poetry contest, and as if you saw the email, we just got confirmation that they received our check. Wonderful. But how much is it going to cost, and how are we going to pay for it? As I put in some of my messages, whether you've read them or not, is if we have 110, 120 members at $20 a year, that barely covers Zoom, membership software, web software, and the post office box, with a little bit of money in there for chapter support, which they are not very voracious You know, that's about all. Any, you know, I know there's the membership in the Federation, but the direct contact that people have is with their chapters if they're in one. So giving a little bit of money for chapters that have room rental and a speaker, that's not the big chunk of our budget. The big chunk are these wonderful things that we want to do, which don't really have their own income streams, to my knowledge. And that's the big question. How are we going to get money to pay? What are these things going to cost? And where's money going to come from? And our history has been deficit spending, which anybody who's had a family budget where their expenses exceed their income, they know at some point they have to get more income if they're going to maintain their lifestyle, so to speak. And we're not extravagant. I'm not saying that there's anything that we shouldn't be doing or that's you know, out of this world, but we have the only possibly guaranteed income is dues. And we budget for a gain on the convention and we get it. And I don't know that we can reliably. So the question is, where can we reliably get the money we need to do the stuff we really feel is important?
We can think about doing a fall festival of some kind.
And what would that entail?
An outdoor venue, perhaps, with lots of music and poetry and entertainment and, you know, and things like having raffles and other things of that nature. There are lots of places that do it. The other thing we can look at is getting some kind of grants as well. And there may be a project coming up that would be suitable for grants, but that's down the road a bit.
And this festival you would charge money for, you would only make money by, you're saying, raffles?
Oh, I think I'd charge an entry fee.
And what would the cost be? Would everybody be volunteer?
Yeah. Yes, everybody would volunteer. I would think everybody should volunteer, you know, and there may be some, you know, it depends if we have entertainment of something. I can't see paying huge sums of money to out-of-state poets and so forth like that, but we could think about it. I haven't got it all figured out, Helen.
Okay, is that something that's been done before? Because what you're saying sounds a little bit like the poetry picnic. Not that another one of those in the fall wouldn't be, you know. Uh-huh. I'm just trying to flesh out what, you know, what you're thinking.
Yeah. A little bit like the poetry picnic more than anything else.
Sure.
You know, and have it open to the entire public and, you know, and do charge for things and have, you know, that's the kind of thing where you could set up your poetry booths and have custom made poetry, etc. But let's not, I mean, we don't have time tonight to figure it all out, but that's a possibility. Let's put that up there on the back burner.
Well, about the budget, as you saw, I put out a template, I put out a deadline. I think last year I got all exercised because all of a sudden I realized in June we're supposed to start putting together a budget. And I was on vacation till the 12th and I came back and took a little time to unpack and recover. And then all of a sudden, oh my God, I'm supposed to start a budget. And I can put the numbers together and I can guide you in how to think about that. And I can tell you if it makes sense or not, to the extent I know, because there's a great deal about this community I don't know, which I'm very, very, very happy to learn. But it's our budget. People used to see me, oh, finance officer, these are your numbers. It's not my numbers. It's your numbers. It's what are you going to do to have the money come in and what is it going to cost to do the important things? For example, this poetry slam, I mean, if we're going to send someone there, that's got to cost a lot of money, I think.
That was another thing I was about to mention, is that we should hold poetry slams and charge people to enter them. That's what they do in other places.
Okay, sure.
You know, we can make money on contests if we get enough publication out there and publicity. I mean, not publication, publicity and so forth. We might be able to do that, or who knows what else. But Zach's not here tonight, and so anyway, but let's, you know, I don't want to take up any more time, so.
But just for an update, and I don't know if Debbie put this up on the website or not, but at our last meeting, we spoke about making the annual meet, the
convention
available, and I gave her the buttons for PayPal payments, which is, it's an electronic thing. I create a quote payment button in PayPal. I give her their code, and she uses that behind the scenes to create a, you know, a press here to register, member or not. We have not received a dime on that. Now, I don't know if it was set up or not, but if it was set up, it ain't happened. So we need, for whatever fundraising, whatever we're going to do that makes money, we need really massive promotion way beyond our own boundaries, probably, because it doesn't seem like there's a great response unless we're not doing it right. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah, and there may be some discussion at the first part of July with Paul White, who lives up in the Santa Fe area, mm-hmm. because he called the other day about, I'm not sure enough on this for this to be taken down literally, okay? Mm-hmm. But apparently they have some kind of a project up in Santa Fe where people, artists, are going into the classroom, artists as in singers, dancers, glass blowers, and maybe poets, mm-hmm. and would get paid some small amount mm-hmm. for doing that. You know, it might be this sort of thing. I don't know. Maybe we could rent out poets and get some money back for that.
before I complete, which I'm almost done, is another huge part of our budget is convention. So whether we have a convention chair now or we have other people who start designing it, whether they actually execute it or not, we need a financial plan of what the next convention is going to be. Because that, you know, it's great if it could make money. I would love that. I was kind of promised it would last time, but it didn't happen. So that's a big part of the budget. And it's not something we don't do. It's kind of sounds to me like it's not optional. So that's another big, big piece to think about. Done.
So just a little feedback. I think an October event is really good. We have Poetry Day in October. I was thinking not so much more of a picnic. I was thinking of maybe we had a center where volunteered where we can use the rooms, and probably we had an old convention there in the past, mm-hmm. and possibly having some workshops there. I think people would pay to come to workshops. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, and we can ask, do a potluck and people bring their own food. We've done that in the past. And that might be a little bit of a way to bring some extra income in.
Okay.
Okay. And I agree that we really got to do, we paid the entry fee for the Poetry Slam contest winner. But if that winner is chosen, you know, and if they can't afford to go, you know, we have to be able to try to collect enough funds to be able to send this winner to the state where the competition is at. So we really, really, since now, need to start fundraising.
Here's a question. We don't really solicit contributions that I'm very much aware of. I know there's a place to contribute on the website. But what if we had a promo on the website that said, here are the contests that the preliminary contest that we're holding to send someone to the Slam Festival, donate here to support that the winner's trip.
Makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So I will get with Debbie and see if we can do that. You create the buttons for that, Helen?
Well, the contribution button is already there, but I can create a sale button. Yes, it's very, very simple to create a button in PayPal.
And I think me and Janetta can.
I don't know what her end of it is. She seems expert at it. So I'm not going to, you know, speak for her about whether it's easy or not, but it's very easy to create the button. And, you know, PayPal has that all very easy to go. So that's not, don't even think about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carol?
I think it's important to loop Zach into this conversation somewhere along the way or find out what his participation would be. Because he has great connections and he knows a lot of people, and this is his bailiwick, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we get the idea, but then we ask him for help and work with him on it.
He may be able to tell us who else to promote it to.
Yeah.
And both the contest and the financial support.
Yeah, we definitely need Zach because he knows a lot of people like could be judges for these slam poetry contests, you know, so he has a lot of connections out there too.
It seems like now's the time to start scheduling them and promoting them. It's exactly. June.
We need to start moving. Yep. So
that's it for me.
And let me look for my agenda again. I think who's next?
Chancellor, delegates for NFSBS. Shirley?
There's nothing really that it's simple. You know, we're allowed up to 5 delegates to go, and 3 of us are going to be there in person. Those people being Bernadette, myself, and JC Wayne, who is actually going to be in the that neck of the woods on that particular time. So anyway, she's doing it. And this is for Helen. We are keeping all of our receipts, mm-hmm. and we will turn them into you when we're through with the convention.
The budget is $1,000 for the president to attend, and then
right.
I don't know how much for registration fees for others. So if we stay within that total, I think that's reasonable. You know,
right.
Send me and I write checks.
I have already paid my $75 registration fee. I have the receipt for that. JC is doing the same thing. She's already registered and paid, and she will submit to you the money for reimbursement once she's, you know, once we've actually attended.
So you're paying your own travel. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Registration fees that's in the budget will be reimbursed upon.
Yeah.
Presentation.
If we could get 2 other people to attend it by Zoom, they could. The registration fee for that is $45, and that would at least give us, a couple more votes. Not that there's going to be anything really. They're going to elect a new president, a new board this time. Every 2 years that happens.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's all in the budget. And if, you know, if somebody had a $45 registration fee that you were able to process on your debit card online, that wouldn't be a problem.
When is this now?
Yeah.
We're leaving tomorrow morning. It's from tomorrow until it goes through Sunday.
Wow.
Are you interested, Janetta?
Yeah, I could do, remotely.
Okay. I think what we'd have to do is everybody was supposed to have been registered by May the 23rd, which is way too early for that. My guess is there will still be registration fees. We may be able to pay at the door. Sure. Now, this is a 3-day event. There's a lot going on.
Right? Will you be doing it online, Janetta? Because you could probably register online with a credit card if they'll still let you. Keep a receipt and send it to, you know, scan it and attach it to an email for me.
Right. And what is their website?
NFSPS.
Yeah.
May I have the exact name of this event that's going on? Is this the Blackberry Peach thing?
This is the annual convention of the National Federation of State Poetry Societies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The only place I found that you can still register on this thing is mm-hmm. to go to the NFSPS website.
Yeah.
Click on the Strophes, their national newsletter.
Yes.
And there is, I think in the current issue, mm-hmm. there is a registration page that is kind of right at the end of the thing, or it was an insert, you know, which is typically the way it's done. Mm-hmm. And it has, you can fill out everything on that. And then probably scan it and send it to the guy who is, I almost know his name. And, you know, and send it to OPA, the Ohio Poetry Association, mm-hmm. and so forth. Now, okay. That'll be done. They have a way on, or they did have a way online of paying them. And the thing will be paid to the Ohio Poetry Association, not to NFSPS.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. I'm looking.
And I printed that off today. I might be able to give you a little better info. Yes, here it is. Because you're probably going to need to contact this guy via
email. I'm at their website, and it says add to cart $45. I'm going to send this to Janetta.
Okay.
If I can. It's basically their website.
Yeah.
Where is it on their website?
If you just scroll down, I went nfsps.us. Oh, yeah. nfsps.us. And you just scroll down and it's there. And I'm trying to figure out, it's not giving me your
convention.
The convention. They have on the list of things on the left-hand side, their webpage is convention.
Yes. Oh, let me find.
I just sent this to you without a subject.
Okay. I was just looking to see where the $45, attendance fellowship, there's the application.
You might not be in the same place. I just sent you the link.
Okay, yeah, I'm just refreshing. There we go. There we go. All right. Yeah, that is different. Okay.
Oh, that's 2021. Oops. Oh. It says 2022. Did they not change?
Oh, it says 2022. Here we go. Add to cart.
Yeah, but add to cart, the one I see says 2021.
Right.
That would be wrong.
Oh.
It's the 10th to 13th. It's the wrong one. Well, that didn't sound right. Huh.
Yeah, they never, they didn't.
Oh, convention, it. Ohio Poetry Society. Let's see what that says.
Yeah, they have a link there.
Yeah, that's a link to the hotel.
Yeah, I believe it. They closed off the registration on that
thing. Yeah, it looks like, yeah.
Well, I can't blame them.
Really, you need to face the mic, please.
Sorry, Shirley. Shirley, can you hear me?
Yes.
So I know there was an email when we registered JC. Maybe you can reply back to Julie Cummins, the president of the Federation, see if we can add on one more Zoom registration.
Okay. Julie is not the person who does that. She referred me. I'll go in here. Let me see. Let me get to correspondence. I'll start looking at it if you guys want to talk about something else.
Okay.
The next was for webmaster input, but Debbie's not here. So then we go to convention video. We talked very briefly about that just now. It is not, as far as I could see, I checked the website a couple days ago. I didn't see anything on it about the website, being able to get into the convention for a cost or not. In fact, the convention information is still there. It says we had a wonderful time. These are who appeared. Everything else is still older information. It's not been updated since April.
Mm. Okay.
Well, did Debbie send, Janetta, did Debbie send you a video so you could help edit?
No, I didn't do anything.
That's what she was going to do. That's probably the holdup. I thought.
Yeah, so I think I may have a copy of that video.
Okay.
So I can probably send it to you this evening or by tomorrow.
Okay.
You can start playing with that, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
I also sent Debbie last night a page of from the, what's it called? From the president, because that page is really old on our website too. So I gave her an update so she can take off the page when Zach was elected president and all the talk about Bill Nevins and everything is still on our website. So that way we can replace that. So that's already been sent.
Okay, I have the answer stuff here. Okay, so what had happened is that when I called one of the Ohio Poetry Association people and I said, hey, we have another delegate we want to have come. How do we get her registered? And he referred me to this Chris Minton guy. And I sent that on to JC. And JC wrote to him, hi, Chris, please find my registration attached. Since the registration window closed on May 30th, per the registration form, how can I pay online? I don't see an option on the website to do so. Thanks. And then he wrote her back. Apparently she's managed to do it. When I wrote to Minton or called or whatever and told him that there were problems, he wrote me back and said, there is no technical issue with the website. They were simply different dates associated with the conference registration and meal purchase. We are not accepting registration payments at the door. JC, you will need to send in a registration form attached and payment. I will keep an eye out for your completed registration. Please let me know if you have any questions. Thanks. And then he signed it, but he didn't leave a thing. So there is an attachment to this. So I'm going to forward this to Janetta and Helen right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Are we done with that topic?
I have just a sec. And Helen, I'm going to send this directly to your private email because.
No, send it to the other one works. Someone
does it work?
Yes, it does. 99% of the time. One time, I've had things that didn't go through that I've sent. But
how come?
I have no explanation.
Okay, then. Let me go.
You send it right now. I will know if I got it.
Okay, hang on a second.
Let me look. We've got all the Zoom calls.
Okay. Here it goes to both of you. But it hasn't gone all the way yet.
Wow.
Now it's speeding up. It's kind of creeping along in the progress there.
Oh,
but
you can actually see that. Hmm.
Okay. Finally says 100%. Okay. And it has the attachment with the convention registration form.
That might slow it down. These things don't always come in instantaneously. When I log into the bank account, they send me a password. It takes a few minutes, depending.
Says here, checking mail server capabilities.
How big is the attachment? Sometimes that's a holdup. But yeah. In this case, it's necessary, obviously.
You know what I can do too is I could if I have to is I will I can
wait. I've got something. Forwarded message. attachment. Okay.
That should be it.
Isn't this amazing that we can actually do this and get these things to each other? And I mean, it may take a little bit longer, but still.
Well, this is definitely good. So, yeah. Janetta, if you put in a message to me, your information for that.
Yes.
And try and go to, does it say where to send it? Is it C. Minton?
I think you send it back.
Email it there. And does he want the debit card information? Make checks payable. She didn't send a check, did she? She couldn't have.
No, she would have done this all. I think she did it online, whatever.
It says by mail or online registration, but the online registration is closed. So how did she do it?
Well, that's the whole idea, is that I got in touch with this guy who runs this thing, Christopher Minton.
But this form doesn't say how to pay online.
Okay.
Can we resolve this at another time?
Yeah, we can resolve
this. Well, thing starts tomorrow.
But here's the thing. Christopher Minton is he's the head of this of the people who are doing the registration. Okay, his personal email is cminton67.
Wait, is that what we have here?
It's what you have there. Okay. But the people, the way when we were registering back when it was when registration was still open online, was the Ohio Poetry Association management team. And that's team@ohiopoetryassn.org. So my guess is that that's just another email that he set up to handle this particular convention.
None of this gives me access to online registration. Janetta, if you can give me the information that's on that form, if you can send that to me in a message, I will try to contact them and figure out how to pay online.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
That's what I can do. And just know it's an hour later in Ohio or 2 hours later.
Right.
And the thing's tomorrow. So,
if you can manage it, that'd be great, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
No guarantees. I wish I could promise something. I don't know what to promise.
It is
my best.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So next on our agenda is scheduling our next executive board meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me look at our calendars. We're in June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am out until July 5th, like return. And sometime after July 5th would be great.
Well, it would be good to have a budget assembled, you know, mostly ready for approval at the August meeting. I think we need to spend some time on that either in July or at an executive meeting or some other way.
Yeah. And Helen, you had asked for budget requests to be submitted by the 7th of July, right?
Right. Well, I wanted to give people 2 weeks, but then there was July 4th. And, you know, I'm asking for the chapters, but the bigger piece of the budget is the convention, it's the slam contest, and it's the stuff that the board's overseeing, not the individual chapters. So I would appreciate input by then. I don't know who or how or what something like convention budget or slam fundraising and expense will be determined by then. So you tell me, what can you do? And do we just start get the pieces we know in place and then have some plan to figure out the convention and the slam and whatever other big issues between then and August?
Why don't we meet in mid-July?
Okay.
So after you got whatever you needed from all the chapter chairs, right. I should have more information by July, mid-July.
Okay.
So let's find a date that's going to work for everybody here. Is Wednesdays good?
Sure. Every day is good for me, so.
Wednesday's good for me.
Wednesday, what day? The 5th?
I was thinking the 13th.
Okay.
I'm in the wrong month. Okay with you guys.
I'm in the wrong month. It was completely open. Hang on. Yeah. Okay. 6 o'clock. Or
6 o'clock, 1 hour from 6 to 7.
6 p.m., 7:13, 1 hour. Okay.
You got it.
And then let's just set the objective for that. Like your meeting's purpose was for that. It's to review the budget primarily.
Create a budget, because I'm going to have some responses, but the bigger pieces, I don't even know who to ask to put together a convention budget.
So I think we need to create a budget so we have it to present to the entire board by August.
Right. And who or how are we going to decide what to budget for convention?
Wouldn't Zach have input?
Convention chair. Zach kind of took over, but is one of them going to do the next one? Because I didn't send, I think they were included in my budget request, but I don't know that anyone understood convention budget is requested.
I think I'll need to make some calls and confirm with her if she's willing to do the convention for next year, if she's still on board. Or, you know, where does she feel like she's going to be by that time of next year?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Because it should be a good convention, because it's also going to be an election convention.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a big event.
Who is the she you're talking about, Bernadette?
Our the person that did our convention this year that was supposed to, but she would kind of got really...
Marissa. So you're going to ask Marissa to be involved in this call? Where does Marissa fit into the executive board meeting for the... And we need to find out if she can attend, first of all, because she was too busy.
Right. So if she feels that at that time of year next year, or if she's got a lot of things going on, then we need to find somebody else that can host the convention for us.
Okay.
She and Zach were sent the budget request.
Yeah, we need to find a new convention chair for the 2023.
So Bernadette, you're going to be talking to Marissa about taking over the convention for 2023?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And coming up with some budget information before that meeting, possibly before the 7th, but definitely before the 15th, the 13th.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
What's last on our agenda, I think, is just a friendly reminder, right?
Yeah, just a request to use the board titles, use the chapter chair titles when sending enough personal emails. And if you have trouble with it, like Jeanette, I know you said you had trouble with stuff bouncing back, let Debbie know and let's straighten it out. So okay. We have all our information in one place.
Yes.
Okay. So we know one thing, I think I kind of missed it somewhere along the road, but was we're looking probably, I know you had already started a newsletter, Jeanetta.
Mm-hmm.
We just needed to finish the editing and possibly maybe next week when we come back from the convention, we can get it out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So I might also have some little things that we might be able to add to it coming back from the convention.
Great. All right.
Okay. Anything else, you guys? Let's officially say this meeting is over at 6:57.
Yay! Especially since we started late. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. And Jeanette, send me your info.
Okay. I'll do that here. I'm just filling it out or typing it out for you.
Great. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you when we get home.
Yeah, have a great meeting. Have a great convention. Have a good travel safe.
Bye-bye.